This portion of the Cliff Notes podcast is brought to you by Tolley & Associates, Little Caesars of St. Joseph, John Anderson Insurance, Meyerhofer Funeral Home and Crematory, Miljavik Electric, Musser Construction, Greg Kastner, voice of the Bishop of Blonde Golden Eagles and the St. Joseph Mustangs, Brent and Angie Lawson, Travis and Amber DeBoard, Jason and Mary Watkins, Matt and Jenny Busby, Brian and Rebecca Viertaler, Fruit and Thaw Primary Care, The Michelle Cook Group, Russell Book and Bookball 365, Beast Tees and Embroidery, Janelle Glidewell of Lightstar Financial, KT Logistics LLC, Hicks and Klein Funeral Home, James L. Griffin Law Firm of Maysville, Toby Prusman of Premier Land and Auction Group, Barnes Roofing, the St. Joseph School District, Patrick Lyle Insurance, Cintas, the Hi-Ho Bar and Grill, HK Quality Sheet Metal, Redmond Farms in Maysville, Robin Stacia Studer, Jeff and Michelle Zeit, Melissa Wynn, and Gabe Edgar. Thank you guys so much for your sponsorship and contribution and support of the Cliff Notes Podcast. And ladies and gentlemen, we are here on the Cliff Notes Podcast. We are getting you ready for state softball in Springfield coming up this weekend. We are here with the head coach of the Gallatin Bulldogs softball team, Penny Gardner, is back with us. Coach, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, Coach, let's before we talk about the softball team's run to state and this weekend, let's get to know you a little bit. Walk the listeners through your coaching career and how you got here to Gallatin.
This is my fifth year here at Gallatin now. I've been at different various locations. It's kind of close here. Graduated from Breckenridge High School, which is just 20 minutes south of where I'm currently living at and teaching and coaching at. So kind of familiar with the area for sure. Just been locally here around some of the other schools and stuff, and started out coaching basketball, junior high basketball, and track when I first got to Gallatin. And I started doing junior high softball, and then 3 years ago I got moved into the varsity position when these senior girls were sophomores.
Well, Coach, let's talk about these seniors. This is a special group of them. I think, you know, everybody's talked about Annabelle Ball and just her performance in the last couple of weeks. You got a bunch of other ones. I mean, you're talking about Ashley Fiden, Alice Endicott, a whole bunch of them. Just talk about just what this senior class has meant to you.
I feel like I've talked to, 10 different people about just different things here lately with this core group of seniors. This senior group has actually built this program back up to what it's been. Like I said, I got in their sophomore year. We kind of, you know, had the intentions and the look of, you know, the talent and stuff was there, and then we are going to continuously be supported by talent. And, Annabelle does get talked a lot. You know, the pitchers always get recognized and get noticed for sure because they're the ones that are up front and in the circle. I did a podcast earlier, and I did leave out one of my seniors, Betty Rogers. She's our catcher, and she definitely helps Annabelle look as good as she does some nights. She did get a shout out there against Platte Valley with, you know, her framework behind the plate and during that Platte Valley game for us. Like I said, she's been my starting catcher all 3 years that I've had her. Batting wise, she's averaging between that 300 and 400 all 3 years that I've had her. Just a really great all-around athlete and kid back there for us. And then I have Ashley Fiden and Abigail Burns are my infielders that make up Annabelle's left and right side when she's pitching. And Ashley Fiden is probably one of the best second basemen I've seen in the area. She's just a stellar all-around glove. I mean, golden glove mentality the last 2 years. I don't think she's had an error playing at second. Solid kid all the way around, very fundamental, very, very easy to make those plays look, you know, she makes things look easy that aren't necessarily always. And then Abigail Burns, she actually started at first at the beginning of the year, and we moved her over to shortstop, and she settled in real nice over there, and she makes really, really good plays for us over there, has a really good arm. So defensively, I mean, those two kind of solid up my middle infield for sure. And then my outfielder, if Annabelle's pitching, is she's Alex Endicott, and she's making some great plays out there and getting recognized out there for her speed and stuff and her catches she's making out there. And all of them, bat-wise and stuff like that, can, I mean, put the ball in play and be competitive and make people, you know, worried and concerned about us. So it's great to have those five in my lineup with the other four girls that, you know, are key players for them.
Coach, talk about the expectations at the beginning of the year. You know, this team fell short in the district championship game a year ago with all those girls coming back. Just
talk about just the expectations at the beginning of the year and just what you've seen the differences from the beginning of the year to now. This is a team right now that's on a – I believe they're on a 17-game winning streak right now ever since the a tough two-game stretch with Mid-Buck and South Harrison. Coach, talk about just what you've seen the differences from the beginning of the year to now.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think that last year when we lost the district championship game by one in extra innings to Polo, we like Annabelle said in an interview earlier this week, that was one game that we kind of, you know, that was, we had that one circled. That was definitely a target for us that we wanted to strive for, set goals for. And, you know, I lost two players last year with Ella Bradford and Presley Wells. So some shoes that had to be filled there for sure, but these girls have come in. They put in the work to build up to those losses that we had last year and make it a better team. That way we could do what we're doing right now.
And coach, let's walk through the last couple of games which got you here to this point. I know I was at the Polo game for the district championship game, and we talked about right around there. Just talk about, you know, coming into the game, it was a five-game losing streak against the Panthers, but you were able to come back and beat them for the district championship. And then Platte Valley, you guys scored 9 runs against them, started out really fast against a really good Platte Valley team, a team that's very deep at the top of their lineup. Coach, just talk about, you know, winning those two big games there in order to get to this point.
We've seen Hannah, we fought Hannah, you know, from Polo. These girls, you know, they're all seniors together and stuff like that, so they've seen her a lot. They know what she's capable of, and I think mindset-wise, we come in knowing that we could get to her with our bats. And Alex Endicott got the first hit kind of started there for us in the first inning, and I think it was kind of eye-opener for the girls, but like, hey, we can hit her. And from that point on, you know, we kind of had a big third inning, and we just kept rolling with it and made some really good defensive plays against Polo. And then with the Platte Valley game, kind of the same mentality. We kind of come in, we took over the momentum. I mean, Annabelle said at the beginning of the game that because we had to do a coin flip, that she wouldn't mind being the visitors. That way we could put pressure on them again with our bats. And she's, you know, from her perspective from the pitching mound, it's a little bit easier pitching those, you know, especially to the top of their lineup. If we got a little bit of a lead for her, that definitely gives the pressure off of her a little bit. So, you know, mentality-wise and stuff like that, we like to have the momentum in our favor. In both those games, we took control early, and we didn't let it up.
Coach, before we get into the La Plata game, before we talk about that, I want to talk about just the strength of the Grand River Conference. I mean, this is a conference, like, last year it was very, very top-heavy last year. This year, you know, South Harrison's going to be joining you guys in Springfield this weekend. Just talk about just, you know, playing through that tough conference schedule, just how it's tested you to get to this point.
Yeah, for sure. Our conference schedule, we typically have all of our conference games done in the first, you know, few weeks of season. So there's some, you know, some games or whatever that might get away from you at the beginning of the season that you're not at your best or anything like that, or don't have people quite positioned right like you need to. And like you said, this conference is tough. I mean, we have, you know, South Harrison and Polo have always been top, you know, top threats or, you know, competitors that we've always had circled. As those are going to be games for sure that we're going to have to come and step up to. And, you know, Trenton can be in there and be competitive. And then, you know, next year, we're going to even add to it with Marshalline and Brookfield. So the GRC is not, it's in my opinion, probably one of the toughest softball conferences in the area.
Well, Coach, let's talk about this game on Friday. Coming up, you guys have La Plata in the semifinals. La Plata comes in with a 23-6 record. Coach, just talk about, you know, what you've seen and from the scouting report heading into this game on Friday.
La Plata definitely kind of bat-wise, I feel like they kind of match up with us. They have some pretty good decent bats. I know they like to bunt a lot, 1-9. They're pretty quick on the base paths and things like that. So defensively, I think is where our strong suit is. I do think that we're probably a little bit more sound defensively, and I'm hoping that shows up for us on Friday and kind of shows out that way. You know, whenever they start winning, you know, small ball type of stuff, that we're going to be able to handle that. And I, you know, like we've said all year, if we put the ball in play, good things happen for us. And our bats are really good right now. It's probably the best that they have been all season, and it's at the right time.
Talk about how much this run means to the community. This is the team's first ever state Final Four appearance. You know, to do it with this group, you know, this is a great tight-knit community there at Gallatin. And just talk about just what this means to the team and just what this means to the community of Gallatin to have this first ever run.
I honestly think it hasn't really set – I mean, it took a while to kind of set in that, you know, that this is where we were at, especially after the Platte Valley game. I mean, we were very, very poised in that game, very calm. You know, a lot of it's kind of surreal for some of them, and I think some of it's kind of sinking in this week for sure. Community-wise, everybody's, kind of, you know, following in and supporting and wanting to do, you know, anything that they can for us, cheering us on and stuff like that, either from home or, you know, we got a pretty good following that's going to follow us down there Thursday night and stuff. And it's just, you know, overall everybody's excited about it because obviously it's the first time and trying to, you know, establish something here for, you know, softball to continue to build.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know it's been very, very busy for you and the team, definitely with the maybe packing to go to Springfield practices and all that stuff, and taking just a few minutes of your time to just join me here on the podcast to talk about this team, just talk about the Final Four, and good luck to you guys on Friday as you guys look to go for a state championship.
Thank you.